amongst the myriad of questions that arose during the corona pandemic, different shahs that came up, we know that one of the primary categories was in regards to different discussions in Hilchos Tefillah. And among those discussions are the questions regarding tefillos that need to be said specifically with Tzibur, that cannot be said with Yochid. And we know there are some which are obviously more clear than others. We know the parameters of tefillah with Tzibur, Tvarim Shebekdusha. But I think there's another discussion that needs to be, take place about tefillos which are not specifically tefillah with Tzibur or Tvarim Shebekdusha, but perhaps were mesukin only to be said in a Tzibur. And I want to focus specifically on the discussion of Birchas HaChodesh. Now, as way of introduction, we have to know that in regarding saying Shem Hashem Levatola, we find in Halacha that there are different formats where sometimes saying Shem Hashem would be Aser, and sometimes saying the exact Shem Hashem could be Mutter. For example, we know that a bracha using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either bracha She'en Hatzricha or Mam Shebracha Levatola, is Aser. But when saying a pasuk with the same shame could be mutter, as the poets can talk about derech limud, whether you can say that, whether you have to say specifically the full pasuk or just saying half the pasuk is sufficient. But it's clear that there's a distinction made in halacha when you use the exact same shame Hashem, what the format of how it's being said. So that becomes relevant a little bit to regarding what we're going to be discussing. So the discussion begins in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon. In Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Halacha Zayin, the Mechaber talks about someone who forgot to say Yal V'Yavo in Birchas Hamazon. Now we know in on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, we know that Halacha says that you're not mechuyav to repeat the Birchas Hamazon because since you're not obligated to eat a Seuda, so therefore you're not mechuyav to say Birchas Hamazon. The only time you're obligated to repeat a Birchas Hamazon, if you omitted part of the special tefillah required for that day, it would be a day that you are obligated to have a seuda. The classic example, obviously, is Shabbos. If we forget to say ritzei, then we have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon because you're obligated to eat a seuda on that day, which obviously means you're obligated to bench. Benching would mean having ritzei included. However, on Rosh Chodesh or Chol Shlomoed, when there is no obligation to eat a seuda, so there is no real obligation to bench. Even if you washed, you have a chiv to bench, obviously, but if you omitted the yalav yavo of that day, so then you're not mechuyav to repeat Birchas HaMazon. But says the Ramah, that maybe you can mention it later on with the shahar rachamans, he says. We know towards the end of benching, there are many rachamans that was added later on, and therefore there's no reason why that cannot be included to include the yalav yavo. And he says, similar to what we find has been discussed regarding alanisim. If a person forgets to say alanisim in benching, so Halacha says you're allowed to insert it later on because it's not any less than a harachaman, than another bakasha that's being made that was added on. So why can't I add on alanisim? And therefore he says, why can't I add on yalav yavo? To which he concludes the Ramah. He says, maybe we can differentiate because yalav yavo has shem Hashem in it, as opposed to alanisim. And therefore saying the yalav yavo, not in a direct place, may constitute Shem Hashem Levatala. The Be'alocha, now over there, would have assumed, so the Be'alocha quotes the Magen Avraham, that's in Kupei Ches, Sivkat Yud Aleph, who asked, he says, Soruch Ian, do Oymen kol ha'yom t'chino sh'yesh b'm ha'skor sh'yemosh v'lam y'gor ha'zeh? We know that we are commonly often saying different bakashos, different chinos, different tefillos, which include the Shem Hashem. So why should this be any worse? Take, for example, the Hiratzim that we say on Rosh Hashanah night by the Simanim. So many people have the minhag to say Shem Hashem when they say the Hiratzim. So why should this be any different? That's not a mandated tefillah. It's not a bracha you have to make. It's a tchina. It's a bakasha. And since we allow ourselves to say Shem Hashem over there, so why can't we say it? Why can't we say it with the Yalav Yavo as well? So you can possibly suggest that the machlokus between Magen Avraham and the Ramah would be the discussion we said before, that maybe according to the Magen Avraham, specifically in the format of a bracha, do we aser saying Shem Hashem, and that would constitute Levatola, as opposed to regular tefillos would be similar to saying a pasuk, which is allowed. The Ramah says no. The Ramah says that we don't limit the prohibition specifically to a bracha, but any tchina, any tefillah, which is not in its right place, in the right format, so that would be considered a bracha levatala as well. But the Bihalacha brings down the Big Day Yasha. The Big Day Yasha tried to explain the approach and the opinion of the Ramah, and he says the following. He says, Shekavanasu Bezel, let's say Chir Bracha. Maybe specifically Yalav Yavo would be Aser, because you're trying to be Yotzei, your obligation of a Bracha. Now, when you see those words, so the understanding would be that since Yalav Yavo is part of the a Bracha, either Shmonesse of Moedim, but Brachas HaMazon, it comes right before Uvnei, so maybe it's part of that Bracha. And therefore, that would be saying the Yalav Yavo in the wrong place would be considered somewhat as saying a Bracha Levatala. But if you take a look at the Big Yesha inside, he seems to be saying a very different idea. He said the following: V'yesh loyma, the imama b'derech tchina mutter, imama derech chayva hay bracha levatala. He said the difference between what, how you define what constitutes a levatala or not levatala, something which you have to say versus something you don't have to say. If it's derech tchina, it's mutter. So even though it's not, it's no specific obligation to say it, on the contrary, he says that's what makes it more lenient, because I don't have to say it. I'm allowed to say it, but here, if I'm saying something which I'm obligated to say, it takes on the status of a bracha, which I'm obligated to say, and if I say it in the wrong format, in the wrong place, in the wrong position, so then that becomes a bracha levatala, like a bracha she'en etzricha. Tremendous chiddush. But he brings a fantastic raya. He says, we know that the concept, the halacha tells us, that this to substitute a bracha of hamotzi, what the Gemara talks about, to substitute brichas hamazayin, a person can sometimes say brich rachmana malk da alma ma'ya dahai pita. A person can say thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, the King of the world, for this bread, and that constitutes a bracha ma'aliyah. It's a good bracha, and therefore he asks that how come in halacha when we have a situation which arises when there be a suffic brichas hamotzi, why don't we just tell them, say those, show those words? Let us say, we won't say the bracha of hamotzi because we have a suffix, so we don't want to repeat Shem Hashem, possibly levatala. But instead, why does halacha not suggest that the person say, bracha achman ma'alka da'alma, ma'ari, da'hai pita? And therefore, he concludes, it must be that when you're saying it just by itself for no purpose in his lashon, you could say you could say it 100 times a day, it won't make a difference. But once you're using it in the context of substituting a bracha, the only reason why you're saying those words is to make up a bracha of hamotzi, so it's not any better than the bracha of hamotzi, and you remain with the exact same suffix, and possibly suffix, that be a suffix bracha of atala. He says, here you find words which have zero hatzkara shem Hashem, there's no mention of Kosh Baruch Hu's name, you can say it as much as you want randomly, but put it in a place of a bracha, make it kind of like a bracha, therefore it takes on the status of that bracha, and that will be equally bracha l'shem Hashem levatala. And if that's what he says, if it's derech tchina, if it's tam a bakasha, so it's mutter, but if it's derech chayva, then it becomes bracha levatala. And therefore he says, hu adin by yale v'yavo. But Yalav V'yavo, since it's an obligation to say, so if I say it in the wrong place and I stick it in with the Shah HaRachamans, as Ramah suggests, that would also be a bracha levatala, because the only reason why I'm saying it is to fulfill my obligation, and it's not the right place to say it, and therefore that would be a bracha levatala. And this is true regarding Yalav V'yavo. Regarding Al HaNisim, though, so it does not have Shem Hashem, and it's not specifically in the place of a bracha. It's its own standalone, independent tefillah. And therefore, there the Ramah is comfortable saying that I'm allowed to stay with Shah HaRachman. So by Yalav Yavo, since it has Shem Hashem, so that makes it a little bit worse, because anything which has a derech chova and has Shem Hashem, or is replacing Shem Hashem, like Brachas HaMotz, like we said before, so then you run into the problem of bracha levatala. But here by Alanisim, even though it's a chova, but is no Shem Hashem, nor is replacing something that has Shem Hashem, so that, according to the Ramah, that's enough to allow it to be said with Shah HaRachamans. The Aruch HaShulchan offered a similar answer in Sifkat Yudzayim. Os Yudzayim, he says, Ve'efrid k'sha amru l'shem chova shani, sh'arei eno oimu l'shem t'china. He says, very similar idea to the Big Day Yesha, that only something which is a shem chova, that's what makes it worse, as opposed to something which is l'shem t'china. it would be not as simply understood, this distinction between Yalla V'Yavo and Al HaNisim, because they both are Chova. But I think based on what the Big Yeshi wrote, so clearly that's what the Ochas Shulchan actually meant. That something which is Shem Chova and has to it Shem Hashem or is replacing Shem Hashem, so then it's a problem. As opposed to Al HaNisim, which is Derech Chova but does not have a connection to Shem Hashem, therefore it would be Mutter. So we establish here that something which is L'Shem Chova and has Shem Hashem, so that becomes a problem. As opposed to something which is Tamed Bakosha, Tamed China, which should be permitted. So regarding Birchas HaChodesh, we know Birchas HaChodesh is a Chodesh, it's an obligation. It doesn't come from Chazal, but it is a Takana that was made and instituted. And therefore, we have to understand now, what is its role in Tefillah? Is it something which needs to be specifically be said in Tzibor? Or is it easily allowed to be said in Yochid as well? So to understand this, we know that there are many halachos which require to be said or done or performed specifically in a tzibur, either because they have a status of Dvarim Shebekdusha, or as the Mishnah Megillah Chav Gimlam Bey tells us, there are many mitzvahs that can only be performed with tzibur. And so too we find similarly in certain tefillahs as well. In Simen Reish Samech Ches, the Taz talks, the halacha talks about saying Vayechulu Shemayim on Friday night, and the Taz seems to imply, and so too the Magen Avraham sees, the Taz says Beferish, and the Magen Avraham seems to imply, that it can only be done B'tzibor. And similarly in Shulchan Aruch there, in Halacha Ches says Beferish, about the Bracha of Me'ein Sheva, V'Eimer Shriach Tzibor Bracha Me'ein Sheva V'Ein HaYachad Oimer Oysa, that it can only be done as a Tzibor and cannot be said as a Yachid. As well, the Shari Ephraim brings down that if someone is davening b'chidus, he should not say the second Yukon Pokon, neither should he say the Mishaberet that follows it. Now, if you want to say that it's also to say the Yukon Pokon because it's an Aramaic and we don't say Aramaic b'chidus, but that's true, then, and that's indeed what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Kuf Al, Siv Katan Yutes, that you cannot say both Yukon Pokons because you cannot say Tfilos in Aramaic b'yochid. That we know. But if that was a Shabbat Ephraim's approach, then why would he forbid only the second Yochum Pokon and not the first? So clearly he has a different angle. He doesn't say clearly what it is, but he forbids the second Yochum Pokon and the Mishaberech following. Only B'chidus. But Tziba, obviously, it's allowed. So he found a fascinating concept, both from what the Shulchan Aruch brings down of Me'in Sheva and what you find from the Shari Ephraim, that certain tefillahs were just simply instituted to be done only b'tzibur. They're not Dvarim Shebekdusha, but they require to be said specifically b'tzibur. So the question is, where does Birchas HaChodesh fall in? What category is it under? Is it something which specifically required to be done in tzibur, or is it also permitted to be said b'chidus? So you take a look in the Pirush Eitz Chaim from the Yemenite Siddur called the Techlel. It's the Nusach Yemenite from the Beladi community that discusses specifically about Tefillas HaChodesh. What was its purpose? What was the coming to fulfill? Was it meant to be a sort of replacement of the Bezdin or Mekadesh the Chodesh? Or is it stam a discussion to be Mazkir and Lefas and the Moilid? In other words, do we want to try to replicate in some way what Chazal, what the Bezdin would do, what the Sanhedrin would do when they were Mekadesh Levana? Or really no shaykh to that, but really primarily only just to be mefarsim the moilad of the chodesh. So if the idea is to substitute or to replicate what the Bezdin were when they were mekadesh levana, so there we know the Gemara tells us the ein yachid neman idea act mekadesh levana the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So maybe it doesn't require a tzibur, but surely something that cannot be done biyachid. So if you hold that the reason why we do the Birchas HaChodesh is to replicate that process of designating the new moon, that can never be done as b'yachid. And even if you want to say that there to be maskir and machriz to the moilad, so the idea of being machriz is something, is a public expression, a public display, not something which you institute to do b'yachid. So I think either way, no matter how you understand the role and the purpose of Birchas HaChodesh, whether to mimic the Mekadesh of the Levana or to be Machriz the Moilad, either way it should be specifically deemed to be something which requires to be done with tzibur. Again, similar to what we find in other tefillos, be the Me'in Sheva, be the Chulu according to some, be the Yukon Prokon and Mishaberach, just another list, another item on that list of things that require to be done with tzibur. And I think this idea is well supported by something that I once heard B'Shem the Rav, who explained the reason why we have the custom of taking the Sefer Torah at the time of Birchas HaChodesh is because the tefillah of Birchas HaChodesh focuses on the tzibur. And it talks about Chaveinu Kol Yisrael. And there's nothing which is ma'achid, the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, together more than the Torah itself. But again, by that idea focuses and tells us that the concept and the structure of Birchas HaChodesh was really meant to be a tefillah of the tzibur. So what we conclude with this understanding is two ideas. Number one is that it's considered a chova, and something which is a chova cannot, you must be careful about it in regards to Shem Hashem Levatala. You cannot just assume that I can have a right to say it because it's a techino, it's a bakasha. Something which has a status of a chova requires extra sensitivity. And if indeed this is correct, that it's specifically a tefillah designated for the tzibur, so then if you say b'yachid, you're walking into the problem of saying Shem Hashem Levatala. Now, possibly a person may want to argue and say, well, you know what, it is meant to be b'tzibur, but why can't I intend this as a Lashon Bakasha? So first of all, if that's what's true, then there'd be no discussion for all the other tefillahs of Yalav Yavo and Al-Nisim. If a person has a right to say, well, yes, it is a chova, but I want to add it in as a person. I'm not saying it b'teiras chova, I'm saying it b'teiras bakasha. If that was true, then that would end all the conversations. And we see clearly that's not the approach of the poskim. But beyond that, I saw brought down some poskim who talk very, very seriously, very strongly about the notion of just a yachid being maske shem Hashem without guidelines. The Eish Lavram says very strongly that it's not appropriate for a yachid just to use the Shem Hashem without clearly understanding, because many times people are more ignorant and not so proficient in understanding what they're saying. And to use the Shem Hashem without clearly knowing what you're saying, so that becomes levatala. So by tefillah, which we are obligated to say, we have to follow the takana of Chazal, so we don't have a choice. By tefillah, which requires a tzibur, so good. So maybe I as a yachid don't understand it, but the tzibur as a whole probably do understand it. But to say something with yourself without the proper understanding of what you're saying, the Eish Lavam was very opposed. And so to the Chaya Adam, gives also a very strong term expression. And he says that a person has to be moneya from adding on extra tefillos and tachnunim with Shem Hashem. He says, as it is, we have to be very careful and nervous and in awe and in trembling when we're maske Shem Hashem. So sure to say it in a way at a time when we're not supposed to, that could become problematic. So just for a person to take an approach and say, well, I want to say it as an extra tchina, as an extra bakasha, beyond his obligation, that's, you're walking on thin ice of halacha, of possibly saying Shem Hashem Levatala. So I just think that it's clearly understood that saying a tefillah, which has Shem Hashem, and is a chova, and may require a tzibur to say it, we should hesitantly approach it. What we can do is say the tefillah, and when you get to Shem Hashem, you think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but not verbalize it, not utter it, which is found in the poskim as well, when shailas come up of a suffix bracha or suffix tefillah, the our poskim who say such a mahalach, that instead of saying Shem Hashem in a suffix bracha levatala or Shem Hashem levatala, to focus on the word, think about it without uttering it.